never in a way that's going to change and give an organism a completely, I mean, like, brand new structure with brand new function, like along those lines of, you know, a dinosaur going to a bird.
That makes sense. So you don't believe dinosaurs are alive with us today as birds?
No. And you have to consider, too, it wouldn't just be one kind of change that has to happen. Feathers is just one thing that has to happen. I mean, you're talking about a coordinated set of things like hollow bones, the ability to fly. I mean, the muscles have to be attached in certain ways for that to happen. So you're talking a lot of things that would have to happen by random chance to allow one kind of organism to evolve into another.
Plus, that would mean that DNA would have to add information.
Right, right. And that's the problem, is mutations just don't do that. They take away. They might slightly alter, like you might get a slightly different color. And so many times I see the claims like, oh, this is evolution in action. I'm like, no, it's not. It's variation in action, sure, speciation in action. But you're not adding the types of things you need to go from one kind to another.
So are mutations beneficial?
Under certain circumstances, they can be, but I always say it really depends on the environment, because, for example, antibiotic resistance in bacteria, it is beneficial if those bacteria live in a hospital, but if they get transported out of the hospital where there's lots of other bacteria to compete with them, they typically won't survive as well because they've had to give something up to be antibiotic resistant, and so it's not beneficial to them in another environment. So it depends. It's very context dependent how beneficial a mutation is.
So they can't really gain information. It's really a loss of information.
Right. I mean, there are bacteria that, as they gain antibiotic resistance, like they might lose the ability to break down a certain nutrient or lose the ability to do something else, which in the environment they're in at that time, it's fine. But if they get, but overall, they haven't gained anything. They're not. They're just more fit for that environment. They may be less fit for another environment.
So my question of the day has been dinosaurs. Talk about dinosaurs on the Earth.
Well, just like every other land-dwelling, air-breathing animal, there were dinosaurs on the Ark. We estimate somewhere between about 60 and 90 kinds of dinosaurs that needed to be represented on the Ark. And, you know, a lot of people have this idea from Jurassic Park and things that all dinosaurs are, like, humongous, and they're not, you know. Some of them are very small. He didn't have to take adults. Obviously, it would have made more sense to take juveniles that could reproduce more after the flood. So they were land animals. They were created on day six, and so God said to bring those and all the land animals, so they would have been on the Ark.
So how can my readers find out more about genetics and how it supports creation over evolution?
Okay. They can go to answersingenesis.org, and that is the organization that built the Ark. And if you even just search for Purdom, you'll find a lot of genetics articles that come up under my name, or search genetics, and you'll find a lot of information there. And that's where you get a lot of our resources, really. That's our sort of flagship for resources. And then we definitely encourage them to visit the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, and you can find out more at creationmuseum.org and arkencounter.org.
Thanks. Do you have any parting thoughts for my readers?
I really encourage people to come out and see this, because I have been here many times, and every time I drive up to this structure, I'm just, like, blown away. It's massive. It really is. Our tagline's better than imagination, and that's so true. I don't know how to describe it in some ways. I'm like, you have to come see this.
The same happened for us. I saw it last Tuesday, and I'm trying to explain to them what it looked like, and
yeah.
I couldn't
yeah.
do it,
yeah.
And the only thing I could say is that it you just have to see it,
right?
And now she saw it, and she's saying the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You just have to see it.
Yes, we definitely encourage them to come. We've got special combo tickets now, so people can visit both the Creation Museum and the Ark for, I think, unlimited times that you want to come in for 7 days at a very reasonable price. So we encourage people to check that out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. See, that was